How convenient, Secret Service unable to identify White House cocaine smuggler. By Wendell Hasebo on July 13, 2023. The Secret Service announced Thursday it is unable to identify who smuggled cocaine into the White House on July 2, triggering a number of reactions from lawmakers and pundits after President Joe Biden pledged to restore decency and honor to the White House. According to NBC News, the Secret Service was not able to identify the smuggler despite using two FBI crime lab techniques to attempt to lift a fingerprint. Sources tell me no information resulting from forensic testing or video review has been able to identify a suspect, NBC News' Kelly O'Donnell tweeted. A list of several hundred individuals was compiled who may have had access to area. CNN reported Secret Service officials looked through visitor logs and surveillance footage of hundreds of individuals who were permitted to enter the West Wing, but no suspect was identified. O'Donnell said a source familiar with the findings believes the leading theory remains that a visitor who transited the West Executive entrance was likely responsible. But there is not physical evidence to compare to the list of names. A visitor appears to exclude administration employees and family members with permanent residence at the White House. It is not clear whether Hunter Biden officially resides at the mansion, according to Newsweek. She also reported small amounts of marijuana were detected in previous instances, but those carrying it were prohibited from entering the White House campus with it. Marijuana is legal in Washington, D.C. Representative Tim Burchett, RTN, said lawmakers were briefed on the investigation, including the House Oversight Committee. According to Newsmax, Alex Salvi, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, believes the substance was brought in by a pass holder. She also reportedly said she is frustrated that the Secret Service did not drug test all 500 people who entered the White House on Sunday. In addition, Salvi reported Representative Lauren Boebert, RCO, said the White House controls who has access to White House lockers that individuals use. She said the substance was found in Locker 50. She claimed the key for Locker 50 is currently missing. The reaction by lawmakers to the concluded investigation and the curious case of the White House cocaine spawned a number of reactions in the Twitter world. Some question if Hunter Biden was interviewed by the Secret Service. Others slammed the federal government for a two-tier justice system. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.